meditation of sounds and thoughts. So starting to find yourself a posture that's comfortable, perhaps sitting, or even lying. Adjusting the posture to be alert, but at the same time, comfortable. Perhaps just reminding yourself that in a way, taking some time to be in your own company is an act of taking care of yourself. And the possibility to direct your attention to the contact point of the body with that which supports it. Just noticing the weight of the body supported on the floor, on the cushion. Having this quality of curiosity throughout the practice, and the kindness to come back every time that the mind wanders, gently returning. And taking your attention to the breath, just recognizing where the breath is more present in the body, perhaps in the nose and nostrils, or the chest, or stomach and belly. Just noticing and following the cycle of breath that naturally unfolds. In breath and out breath. And opening up to include also the body in its posture, general sensation of the body, breathing. Whole body breathing. this possibility to be with the breath, but at the same time, open up to the body, sensations in the body. And allowing distractions to be part of the practice as a way to come back. Breath and the body. Just opening up to what already is present. Perhaps noticing if there's any tension in the body that can be letting go of on an out-breath. And letting go of the body and opening up to the different sounds. Sounds from the meditation itself, from the room. Some closer than others. This possibility to just listen to the different sounds that naturally arise, have their duration, and pass. Not having to identify the different sounds, just this possibility to listen to what is present. Perhaps sounds from within. The space between sounds, also noticing the silence. coming back to sounds if the mind wanders. Just noticing. And with the same quality of awareness towards sounds, opening up to the mind space, noticing thoughts, as if the mind space was a clear sky, and the thoughts can be clouds passing by, or as if the mind space is a television. Thoughts are different scenes that naturally arise and pass. Just noticing how thoughts pop up. And without identifying or adding to them, adding to the story of thoughts, naturally letting them go. Noticing what thoughts arise in my mind. Just observing. Perhaps noticing the space between thoughts. Noticing non-thought. And the possibility to label thoughts when they arrive. For example, just saying thinking. And if the mind is very agitated, perhaps the possibility to return to the breath and open up again to the mind space. Noticing thoughts, one after the other. Not thinking about thoughts, just observing as thoughts arise and cease. And with the same quality of noticing thoughts, letting go and opening up to notice any emotions or feelings present. Perhaps tiredness, agitation, relaxed, happy, sad, a mix of different experiences, or nothing. Just noticing what's already present. Any emotions in one's experience, feelings. The possibility to just be with what's present. Always having the possibility to return to the breath if needed as an anchor to the practice, or returning to the body as an anchor. Just this possibility to notice and allow our experience to be just as it is, even if just for a few seconds. And letting go of emotions and feelings, returning to the breath. Reconnecting with where the breath is more present. The possibility to include as well the body in its posture, the body breathing in contact with that which supports it, and coming close to the end of the practice. at one's own rhythm, slowly closing up, and just noticing what the body might need after being still for quite a while. And perhaps trying, even coming out of the practice, to keep this quality of awareness of one's experience.